From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Audie Cornish.
And I'm Melissa Block. In downtown Miami, amidst the office buildings, shops, and high-rise condos, visitors will soon see a site that historians are calling Miami's birthplace. Historic preservationists and a developer have reached an agreement on saving and showcasing the site of an Indian village that was centuries old when Europeans first arrived in Florida. From Miami, NPR's Greg Allen has the story.
When Spanish explorers first arrived in Florida in the early 1500s, they found Tequesta Indians living in the spot where the Miami River meets Biscayne Bay. Today, it's the heart of downtown Miami. Last year, a developer began making plans to build on one of the last pieces of undeveloped land there. But the company called in archaeologist Bob Carr to first conduct a survey. Carr found what may be the oldest prehistoric town in the eastern United States.
We call this the Royal Palm Circle. And you can see right there the arc of it.
Standing at the site, Carr says when he cleared away the topsoil, he found a series of post holes bored into the limestone bedrock. The post holes form the outline of six circular structures, buildings that were part of what once was a major Tequesta village.
The Tequesta were the native people of southeastern Florida. They were certainly here when the Europeans arrived. They probably encountered Ponce de Leon, who apparently did land somewhere near the Miami River.
The discovery of the village was a major archaeological find, one that rivaled the discovery of a related site 15 years ago on the other side of the Miami River. Development there uncovered a much larger ceremonial site, dubbed the Miami Circle. Preservationists were able to raise money to save it, but little has been done since then to improve the site or interpret it for visitors. Besides preserving the new site, the developer MDM Group has also agreed to showcase and interpret some of the most important elements. Richard Heisenbottle is an architect and preservationist who worked with the developer on some of the details. The development will be a retail, hotel, and office complex. But Heisenbottle says the building's lobby has been redesigned to include a museum gallery with glass walls and flooring to showcase some of the Tequesta circles for visitors.
And they'll be able to see the circle and the archaeological dig through a glass floor. And at that same time, there'll be a video that explains the history of the site.
A second Tequesta circle will also be visible from the sidewalk and showcased in an area planned for a restaurant in another part of the complex. Most of the rest of the prehistoric Indian village will be preserved under the building and accessible to researchers and archaeologists through a crawl space. It's not all preservationists hope for, but it's pretty close. Along with the Indian village, the site also contains elements from its later uses, when it was a military fort, and then Miami's first resort hotel. Those layers of history, as Heisenbottle calls them, will also be preserved and interpreted for visitors.
But it does explain very clearly to everyone as we look at this. This is where Miami came from, and Miami's earliest days are right there.
Earlier this year, the developer, MDM Group, appealed rulings by Miami's Historic Preservation Board aimed at preserving the site. The city asked all parties to sit down for mediation, and after talks, they were able to reach an agreement. Eugene Stearns, who represents the developer, says along with a movie theater and restaurants, the complex will now also have a history museum and interactive displays for visitors.
If you go through Europe and you see how they've been able to marry the relationships between commerce and history, that's what is proposed here, and I think is what is going to happen here, and I think it's going to be extraordinary.
Miami is one of America's youngest cities, just a little more than a century old. Historian Arva Moore Parks says this new archaeological find is a reminder that Florida is also home to some of the oldest settlements in North America.
This will give you the opportunity to see both sides of the story, that we're one of the oldest human habitation sites and we are the youngest major metropolitan area.
Park says she's hopeful the planned history museum and display of the Tequesta Village may help bring new attention and money to the city's other important prehistoric site, the Miami Circle. Greg Allen, NPR News, Miami.